emergency management. We've been, last month, September was.
September was, emergency, we did the whole month.
Emergency management month, whatever you want to call it. And this month, it's every man or woman for themselves, right, Natasha?
Well, it looks like this month we're getting ready to go into winter weather already. Mm-hmm. We're going to save that for next month. But with this weekend system coming up, we thought it'd be a good idea to mention some of the winter weather safety tips today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As far as making sure your vehicle's ready, having your kit in your car, mm-hmm. making sure if you're going to get out and about to slow down when the precipitation comes in, look out for icy roads. Even consider mm-hmm. checking your tires before the weather moves in at noon. We're looking at a system coming through from about noon today till noon tomorrow.
Right.
Such fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember out in San Diego, me, a guy from Hutch, when we was in the Navy, and a California CHIPS officer. We were standing on one of the overpasses. It snowed an inch in San Diego.
Really?
Yeah. And we were just up a roaring watching these idiots trying to do 70 mile an hour in an inch of snow. One guy did a half a dozen donuts right down the middle of I-5 and how he missed hitting anything. We still haven't figured that out.
Well, yeah. And speaking of weather and things like that, Natasha brought us each a mm-hmm. An emergency kit or backpack or whatever you...
Part of our 30 Days, 30 Ways campaign that we did last month, mm-hmm. we gave away a kit to everybody that commented on the post. Sam earned his kit by commenting on the post, and we thought with all the work that you do to help us get the message out to the public on preparedness, we should bring you in a kit as well.
Well, this is neat. I mean, yeah. This is... A backpack.
It weighs a ton.
Yeah. It's not a huge backpack, but you know, it's heavy. Yeah. I haven't even opened it up yet, but what again is in this thing?
It's got all kinds of preparedness material just to get you started with your kit. There's a weather radio in there, first aid kit, some Biffy bags, flashlights, batteries, just those kind of items to get you started.
And
glow sticks. I need all that.
Yeah.
My weather radio says, came over on the Mayflower. It says mm-hmm. it's a good one, but it's been around. So I'll get.
Well, and just remember, if you need any help programming it, just bring it down to our office and we'll get it programmed for you.
I may be there. You know.
So how did September go?
It went great. We had 19 people participate. Actually 20, but one of them didn't live here anymore. So she asked us just to keep her kit and give it to somebody else mm-hmm. next time we do another event. So that went really well. We got a lot of information out to everybody. And then that moved us into October. In October, we had our big tabletop mm-hmm. exercise that Michelle put together.
Yeah, the D&D match.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons themed. That really kept everybody engaged and kept the exercise moving forward and really threw some curveballs mm-hmm. for some of us that were in there. We had 33 participants from about 17 different organizations there.
Cool. That was great.
So a lot of great information. And with the exercise that she developed, we can do it again and again and mm-hmm. again, and it'll be different every time because it's all by a roll of the dice what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Okay, as I said primarily this morning, we're going to talk about Operation Green Light. First of all, where do you get green light bulbs?
So you can get green light bulbs from Ace Hardware or True Value here in town, Waters True Value. They're also part of the Salina Stars program, mm-hmm. so you can earn some stars while you're there. Also, you can find them at some of the big box stores, Walmart, Lowe's, yeah. things like that.
So they're around, huh?
They're around, yeah, right. And they're pretty easy to find. They're used for some other campaigns as well.
So. Well, I tried to talk her into bringing a couple of them in here, but I guess they don't have them in the office.
Yeah, we don't keep them in stock at the office.
We don't have one in the backpack here yet, right? So, but anyway, get the green light. Put it in your front porch, whatever. As of when does this start?
So we'll be starting the program November 6th through the 12th. It'll run through Veterans Day. We ask everybody if they want to participate. The county's wanting to show their support for veterans mm-hmm. in our local area. And if citizens would like to also, they could get a green light from one of the places that mm-hmm. we mentioned and hang that on their porch and shine a light for veteran support. We're also going to be running a campaign that week on mm-hmm. Facebook with information on how to help veterans just transition mm-hmm. into civilian life, some of the common things that they have issues right. with, and where they can find resources to help mm-hmm. them through that process.
Just out of curiosity, when we put this show together here for today, the question, what does, although it's a good cause,
yeah.
you know, helping the veterans transition to civilian life, how is that tied in with emergency management?
Well, emergency management has taken a big role in helping our public information officer with social media. Mm. And there's a lot of veterans that are involved in emergency management. And also, they're some of our main response if something big were to happen somewhere. We want our veterans to know that we support them as well.
Right. So if you're a veteran out there, you've got, you know, you need help or anything, you can, you know, mental health wise, even CKF is a good resource for you. I'd go by the, you know, the DAV thrift store, 901 West Crawford, or you can call them 785-827-6477 after 10 a.m. They can help you, point you in the right direction. Even the BFW post, 1108 West Crawford, 785-825-4909. Swing by there or call them between 9 and noon. But the main one is you can call Bob Dole. I work with Bob Dole, VA Hospital. You can call them 316-685-2221 and they can point you, or you can call 988, press 1, and it'll put you right in on the Veterans Helpline. Hmm.
That's great information for everybody. We're also going to talk about some of the things online, such as like retirement benefits, how to take advantage of those benefits, when you should get started on the process. My husband's going through that right now and making sure that he's got everything lined out for VA medical benefits, for the regular retirement benefits, making sure he's going to the appropriate meetings. There's so much that you have to do when getting ready to retire out of the military.
Right.
Well, of course, you can address this, Sam, when you people who didn't serve and aren't that familiar with the military think, oh, well, you get out of the military, you just come home and go to work. No, it doesn't work that way, right?
No, it doesn't. I mean, you know, granted, your experience in the military, even in emergency management, would be a great asset to that. But I mean, like Natasha said, if you're retiring out, there's a lot of things to do. But I mean, you know, if you've done multiple tours over in the Middle East, you know, like I said, the information I get, you know, I put out, I mean, give them a call, because there are things, PTSD, that kind of stuff that, you know, the guys are having to work through.
Yeah, and they face some very unique preparedness issues when coming into civilian life in the military. Getting reacclimated to family life and finding your place in that family structure again if you've been deployed a lot over the last few years before getting out of the military. Just some different aspects. Figuring out your basic necessities.
Yeah. Well, then not getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, no structure anymore. You've got to create your own structure. You have to reacclimate to regular job life, and nobody's waking you up.
No.
You're responsible for yourself and making sure that you know how to do that.
Right.
I've had several friends through the years that served. I did not. I tried, but it didn't work. Several of the guys and gals, too, said, you know, one of the things when you're in the service for several years and somebody is telling you what to do, when to do it, where to go and what to do, and all of a sudden you're on your own.
Right.
That seems like, even though people who are very responsible.
Right.
When you have someone telling you what to do and where to go and what to eat and all that for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden you're on your own. Right.
Yeah. Well, and if you know you have veterans living right there close to you, you know, get to know them, talk to them. Because, you know, vet to vet, you know, you'll get more information out just talking to another veteran than what you would talking to somebody in civilian life.
Yes, I know my husband, he's talked to a lot of his former colleagues that have gotten out of the military, and they've been trying to help him with the process of getting out, making sure that he's following the steps that he needs to and doesn't miss anything, miss any benefits, you know, making sure he and gets his GI Bill in order so that he can take advantage of it when he gets out. It's just the big issue with preparedness is if they're not prepared, then it can lead to homelessness, substance abuse, and other issues when they get out if they don't have that support system. And so making sure that their family's supporting
them. And I forgot one more. Sons of the American Legion. Reaching out to them. You know somebody in there, you got a problem, reach out to them.
Well, anyone who follows American history, especially the military, should remember, or maybe not remember, but have read about when World War II ended in Korea. for that matter. Of course, people say, it wasn't a war. It was a police action. No.
No, it was a war.
It was a war. And all of it, especially after World War II, the guys, primarily the guys, came home.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Right.
There wasn't any veterans groups or whatever. They were just, here we are. Now what do we do?
Right.
You know, that's different now.
So. And it can be a huge culture shock when they're getting out of the military. I mean, my husband was in for 20 years. He's getting ready to get out. Things are way different now with trying to find a job, how long that process can take, the different ways that you apply now. Zoom interviews and all these different things. They've got to reacclimate to the changes that weren't there when they joined 20 something years ago.
Well, and one thing, you know, I'm looking at, they taught us was to have a hobby. Have a hobby. I mean, myself, I'm crocheting it. I do it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, wood, leather, metal. I work all of them, but have a hobby to where you can relax.
Yes, and keep yourself busy.
Yeah.
My husband gets bored very easily.
Right.
He was just off for 12 weeks for paternity leave, and he was so ready to go back to work.
And you say he was in for like 20 years?
Yes, he did 21 years, and he'll be getting out next month or next year in February.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, my dad was in, I think, 27 years. Right. He was a, let's see, he got out a master sergeant. He was finance director. Right. And he always said I had my office was the best guarded in the bunch because the guys wanted to get paid.
You're right. Right.
But he lucked out.
Yeah.
When he got out of the service, they lived in Florida, and he walked into a position, a city paymaster for Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
And that was boom, you know, what he had done. So that worked out. But some of the folks, I keep saying guys, gals to it, it's a real struggle.
Well, my dad. I mean, radio guy, just like, you know, like I am, I followed his lead.
Big mistake.
Yeah. Yep. 20 odd year, senior chief radioman. Mm-hmm. I mean, he got out and he went, luckily enough, was able to go over to Northrop Grumman and work the, communications equipment in the planes and that.
Well, and also when you're getting ready to get out, making sure that you have your resume ready and having somebody that can look over that for you and make sure that it's how it needs to be to put in for positions that you're interested in and how to apply your skills from the military into the civilian workforce.
Right.
It's very important to be able to do that because a lot of people that are looking at these resumes, they don't understand what the military terms and everything mean.
Right.
So having somebody.
Wording is everything.
Yes. Wording is everything.
Can't even tell what time it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, the one thing, well, what do you mean 14? We'll just do this. Simple math. 1400 deduct 12. And you got 2 p.m.
Okay, so, Natasha, where can former service people get some of this information, where to go, what number, phone numbers to call, and all this stuff?
There are a lot of websites available for them to get information from. There's also resources out at Fort Riley locally that can help the Transition Assistance Center, a lot of other resources out there. We'll be sharing a lot of that on our social media. Off the top of my head, I can't think of all the different websites, but there's several. The VA website's one of the main ones that has a lot of information on it for them. And just talking to some of your local, like you mentioned, the VA post and things like that. Your local veterans are going to be your biggest asset.
Yeah.
People that you served with that have already gone through the process and gone through it recently, they're going to have that insider information on what you need to do as far as getting housing lined up, getting your resume lined up, getting your pay figured out, understanding that you could have a delay in pay when you get out, and making sure that you save up for a few months just in case you don't find a job immediately.
Well, they say you're supposed to.
And Military One Source is another big one as well.
Well, and they say that if you listen to Dave Ramsey, you were supposed to have like 6 months in an emergency fund anyway to be ready for not just retirement, but for about anything that happens.
Yes, it is really important to have at least 6 months saved up, though, at this day and age.
I was going to say, good luck for that.
Inflation lately, a lot of people are having to dip into that already. Another resource around here is the Salina Military Affairs Council. They're also a great resource.
All right.
Well, actually, you know, we talk to them quite often at the VFW. Yeah. I mean, this is not their thing, but if you can't remember all the stuff that we're talking about, VFW, over on over Crawford. On Crawford. Yeah, they can point you in the right direction, right. too.
Oh, yes. That's a room full of veterans that can point you in the right direction there.
I mean, even if you just come into the bar, I mean, you can sit down and talk to the guys and outside it, once you get past the sea stories, they'll even help put you in the right direction.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go to the bar at the VFW. Yeah. You can find out all kinds of stuff there, as a matter of fact. But, let me go back a couple of weeks here, to the, preparedness month that happened. Have you learned anything that you didn't know, from the public of things that could be done better, different? I can't imagine, we were just talking about this off the air, how you cannot get informed about emergencies. I mean, you've got radios and telephones and TVs, weather radios and TVs and whatever,
I can't say that I learned a whole lot more during the preparedness month. I mean, it was information that we read regularly. We keep up to date on everything and how to get it out, but we try to provide more and more information every year. And doing that 30 days, 30 ways, hopefully we didn't overload people with preparedness information doing it that way. But we got a lot of good feedback on like things that people just hadn't thought about, like checking their insurance, making sure that their direct deposit was set up, because if we were to have an interruption in services, you want to still get paid, and making sure that you have direct deposit set up, everything's still done electronically, so that way you're not waiting on paper checks or things like that, for this, especially for Social Security benefits, those that depend on that. So that was something that I hadn't thought about before as far as Social Security benefits and those that receive that kind of aid, making sure that it's going direct deposit and you're not getting it at home, and then you've got to try to get it somewhere.
I think we've had you on before, and one of the more simple things, like you say, you guys ran off a whole list of stuff that we ought to do, and a lot of it, and more, a lot of stuff, make a plan.
Yes.
That's kind of basic.
That's the
key thing that you have to do, is make a plan for what's going to happen and share that plan with your family so that everybody knows it. Post it if you need to.
Yeah.
Check and go over it monthly and make sure that everybody knows what your plan is. And then we also finished our CERT class this month. So we had a community emergency response training class.
Right.
It went really well. We started with 10. We ended up with 7. There were a few people that had to drop. Life things came up. It is a four-day commitment to complete it, because we did it in the evenings this month and then one Saturday. It went really well. We had some great instructors from some different places. The fire department helped with some of the courses. We also had Wade Waddle and his search and rescue canine come out and help with some of the training, as well as the Mounted Patrol. They came out and did some terrorism training for us. We taught a section, and then Bernie Botson, my predecessor that's now out at K-Dub, he came out and did the disaster preparedness portion for us. All of the people that took the class ended up being county employees, except for one this time. But we had really pushed it out to county employees, and a lot of them wanted to learn how they could help in their offices as well. So we took the CERT concept and tried to help them apply it to their office, and like making a plan for your office staff. What are you going to do if there's a disaster while you're at work? How are you checking on everyone? How are you getting notifications? Is everybody's phone on silent, so nobody's going to get the notification that way? Do you have a weather radio in your office? How's that information getting pushed out? And what are you going to do to help each other after a disaster? Do you know each other's medical needs?
It always it kind of amazes me when you hear from someone, they say, we didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't understand. We didn't know it. Just like we said here, you've got the telephone here, you got TV, you've got and even if you don't have all this stuff, you can call emergency management. There's not knowing. I don't understand that.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody should be able to keep up to date with what's going on in the world these days with all the devices we have.
Well, after the ultimate D&D game, how well prepared are we?
I think we're very well prepared. And it gave us an opportunity to look at second and third string plans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your first line of what you're planning on doing, it may not work. So think about what you're going to do if that fails. So that was very helpful.
I remember interviewing, and I can't recall exactly who it was some time ago. I believe he said that one of the things you have to prepare for is if you have nothing, you have no power, you have no cell phone, you have nothing. Maybe even your house is gone. Now what do you do? And that's pretty tough.
It is. It is. But call your neighbors. See who has something that can come in and help. try to get those resources in. We'll be calling our North Central partners. We'll be calling the state, and we'll move up from there to get resources in, have the state call the feds. It just depends how big the incident is. But we try to start local, and we have already actions in place to move on and request help. And we work with those partners regularly, so they know us, and we know them, and we know everybody's capabilities. And that's the big thing with these exercises that we do, is learning everyone's capabilities, learning what everybody else's plan is, so that we're not duplicating plans, or I'm not expecting to use this resource, but so is the police department. We know what everyone's plan is and what's going to happen.
Right now, as we speak, Natasha is glued to her watch. What are you doing? What is that?
We have a very attentive PIO that is keeping me up to date on different things to add in. She wanted me to put a tag in for the Choose Saline County app program.
Got a coach. Yeah.
Yes. <All right. laughs> She Good makes morning, sure that Melissa. We stay on top.
is that who it is?
Yes, it is Melissa.
Melissa's the executive director.
She works so hard for the county and making sure that we get the right information out to everybody.
I saw both of you on TV. I think it was Channel 12.
Oh, that was Michelle and I, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Channel 12 came out to interview Michelle about the exercise, and they wanted a couple of us that played to put in a little bit of input as well. And she did a great job on her interview for that. And that exercise is going to spread far and wide now. Yeah. All of our county partners in the region are wanting her to put something together for them. Healthcare Coalition's talked to her about it. She is going to be a dungeon master.
Oh,
before
yes.
This is all over with.
Well, on this program, we do a lot of stuff for you to take advantage of, to help you in your daily life or whatever. And they're all important. But this is one of the more important things that we talk about.
Right.
And we don't want to bore you with it, but you're not bored when the thing is coming down the street.
No.
So correct. This is what we're talking about. Make a plan. Get the gear. If you can't afford the gear, talk to emergency management. They can maybe help you. And I thank you for our backpack. Yeah. Yep. Full of stuff.
Melissa told me to tell you good morning.
Oh, well, morning out there.
And also make sure this weekend, if you're out and about, slow down, keep your distance from other vehicles, be prepared for the winter weather. If you don't have to get out and about, don't put the babies in the car seats with a coat on.
Right.
And make sure you all bundle up if you're going to be outside.
It's too cold to go out. Just stay home.
Or treating or anything.
Stay home. How's that?
That would be
recommended. Don't go out.
and if you're out, and if you are out and about, make sure to remember the STARS program.
Yes. Remember the STARS and spend them at some of the local places that you can earn STARS.
We haven't even touched on that, but that's a whole nother
program.
Yes. So, but again, the Operation Green Light is coming up, the date?
It'll start November 6th through the 12th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And get your green light bulbs and put them in
your... Let's light Salina green.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Anything else here? Are they finished talking to you on the phone there? Have we covered everything?
The first snow is the most dangerous, and that's what we have to remember. So,
get
any snow this weekend.
She's just going to keep firing stuff up. Talk about the first snow.
So. Well, Melissa, you could have come in and joined her. So,
well, all right. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate all this stuff here. That's
you're welcome.
That's really neat. Is she finished? I mean, you're still looking at the phone. All right. Well, anyway, thank you, ma'am, for coming in. And with your Natasha will fairly soon be leaving us. You're heading
in the next few months.
Where are you going?
Back to Mississippi. Since my husband's retiring out of the military, we're going home. So. I hate to leave. I really enjoy working with everyone here.
Well, they'll
also be nice to be
find
close
something
to family
to do.
Again, especially with the two little ones.
They have emergencies in Mississippi, too, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Have a great day.
Thank you for coming in.